A couple of weeks ago, I did something that I literally try never to do. Like, I avoid this at all costs. I went to the doctor, and it's a damn good thing that I did because it could have gotten real bad if I waited one day.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Welcome back to the podcast on podcasting. And my name is Adam A. Adams. I'm here to help you be a better podcaster, grow your show. And I want to watch you have massive success in your podcast. And that's why I do these episodes. That's why I spend this time. And some of you, very small fraction of you, might end up working with my team, which is another reason why I do this podcast, is because it puts money directly into our company's pocket. It supports the growth of our company and the American dream. And you should be thinking about that as well. I am talking today about these four lessons that I learned through an emergency appendectomy. And basically, just a few weeks ago, I woke up with a little bit of stomach cramping. Like, I didn't know what it was. Maybe it was constipation or something, right? Gas. Who knew? But it didn't feel that comfortable. I went to work that Monday morning and I ended up, I think I got home a little after noon. And I was like, I just told my team, please cancel the rest of my appointments. I'm not feeling so hot. I'm going to go home. And the kid's grandma calls me to talk to me about something. And I kind of like, almost like if I had Tourette's, I blurted out at the end of the call. I was just talking to her and she was talking about the kids, my kids and her grandkids. And then toward the end of the call, I just like, it was so funny. I was like, and by the way, my stomach's not feeling so hot. I'm not sure what's going on, but just so you know, I don't even know why I said that, right? And then after that, I consulted Dr. Google. Have you heard of Dr. Google before? I searched, this is like around 2 p.m. I searched, what the hell could be happening to my body? Like, this is painful. I do not like it. And so I do a Google search and I'm like thinking, it sounds a lot like an appendicitis, but I don't know what side your appendix is on because I was not a doctor or a med major. And I looked it up. I'm like, what side's the appendix on? And I find out that it's on the right-hand side. I'm like, damn, that's where I'm hurting. So I called my doctor. I called my actual doctor after consulting Dr. Google and my primary care physician. And I just basically just said, what was going on? Is this a concern? And she said, you need to get out to an emergency room right away. Like, you need to find an urgent care or an ER as soon as you can. This sounds really dangerous. So I was like, whatever. I call up my children's mother and I say, hey, is there any way you could take me to the hospital? And she's like, yeah, immediately. And we haven't been together for a while, but she was like, amazing. And just helped right away. We got the kids to their grandmother's house and we took off. And I got this freaking CT scan, which I don't know if you've ever had a CAT scan, but they aren't that fun. I hate needles anyway. And so here I am, like getting this CT scan. And the radiologist, I think they're called, basically comes out and says, I definitely see something. I think I know what it is, but I'm going to let the doctor tell you. And I'm like, huh? So 5 minutes later, the doctor comes in. We're like at this emergency room paying high prices, of course. And the doctor comes in and says, we've already been trying to call. All of these different hospitals are full. We're trying to get you in. You need to get this out tonight because it might burst tomorrow. And then like, there's just a bunch of stuff in there that you don't want in your body and it could kill you. It's all like, oh, okay. He said, but don't worry. We're going to get it all out tonight. And so he's saying that he needs like me to go into an ambulance. And I'm like, can I just sit in my own damn car? And basically the doctor said that I needed to take this ambulance at the time. And the point is that we finally got to the OR, the operating room. And I just had this little minor surgery, which I'm afraid of anyway. kind of added bonus, by the way, I'm getting three ultra sexy scars on my stomach. So they give you like three random incisions, and I don't even know how they do this, but they pull out your appendix and staple up your digestive system, and they basically send you home same day. So it was around 1:30 in the morning when my sweetheart, my lover, came and picked me up, and we did the exchange where the kid's mom took off, and my sweetheart takes me home, and she's just like nursing me for a couple of days, right? And there was three main things that I learned from that day. And then there's a fourth lesson that I want to give you that only relates to podcasters. And the fourth lesson came because I actually went back under today. I actually went back to the doctor because the doctor thought that I had this 1 in 2,000 chance of having some type of, I don't even remember what, it's some type of like swelling in behind around my appendix. And so I had to get another CAT scan. It's so dumb. I hate doing that. But at any rate, I learned a few things from all this, because in the last few weeks since then, there have been very few days that I've even been able to record episodes. All the episodes before this one that you hear, I recorded at least 3 weeks ago, some of them 10 months ago. All of the content that you're getting on a regular basis, I recorded a while back. This is just the first time that I've had a chance to sit down and record a podcast because I have not been feeling so hot. Like, it has been a frustrating recovery. And with that said, what are the four lessons that I learned from this? Number one, make damn sure that your life insurance policy is in place. I was in the process of getting my life insurance policy going, and I had one, but I'm getting a new one because the 10-year terms, I do term. You might judge me. You're like, oh, whole life is the only way to go. Term, you're throwing your money away. But I mostly just do term. The point is that after that first surgery, I realized that I hadn't even signed life insurance. And when I was signing over to the doctor that I was being put under their care, they basically say, like, if you die, you're screwed. And they also say, and this is the scariest part that I remember distinctly, the doctor asks and the nurses ask, they all seem to ask. It's like three people ask me, two nurses and a doctor. I think it was like the person who was going to be putting me under, like the anesthesiologist and the nurse and the doctor, all asked me the same damn thing. They said, hey, do you have any like life directives or something like this? Do you have like all of your wheels in place? Do you have it all figured out? What happens if you're on life support as a result of poor surgery? And I remember being like, I don't think I do. So, hey, that's number one. Get your life insurance policy in place. And it's interesting because over a week after the first surgery, I went back into the doctor and I'm like bawling, to be completely honest. I'm like so upset because it's the holidays. I haven't been able to work in weeks. I haven't been able to, I mean, it was just frustrating. And so I was like on emotional, like whatever, lack of sleep, plus I don't like needles, plus I thought that I wasn't going to be able to see my family for the holidays that were in and around. And so I was just like overwhelmed with emotion. And I kept thinking about this freaking life insurance policy. And I'm like, dude, the life insurance policy, I don't even know if I ended up signing that before I went under the knife. And it wasn't even signed for the second time I went to the hospital, like over a week later for this 1 in 2,000 thing. And so that's the first lesson. Make sure you have your life insurance policy. Make sure it's in place. And if you want term insurance, because it's like $40 a month instead of $2,000 a month, get term, you know, whatever you need to do. But we want to make sure that, like, if I'm out of here, if I'm checked out of this world, I want my kids to have what they need to have. You know, I want my ex to have what she needs to have. That's important to me. And I was like already in limbo when this freaking thing happened. So Number one, I implore you to run over and get that taken care of as soon as you can. It's affordable, especially if you do term. Number two, lesson number two, kiss your family every single day. For me, that's my sweetheart and my children. Like, showing them the love and compassion is important. The kid's mom actually took me to the operating room before school was even out. And I was really sad. I was thinking, as the doctors were saying stuff like, hey, you might die, I was thinking, I don't want right now to be the time that I'm like telling my kids I love them. I don't want to worry them or whatever. You know, so just kiss your family every single day. Number three, start living your best life today. Like, now, this moment, I want you to commit to living your absolute best life, because life is freaking fragile. We do not know where we'll be tomorrow. The day before I went into the ER and OR, the day before that, I was at CrossFit. I was healthy. I was on a fast. I was treating my body right. All of my blood work had come back positively for my life insurance policy, by the way. And I thought that I was unstoppable, because I'm like really strong in our CrossFit gym. One of the stronger people, like definitely above average, right? And then the very next day, the doctors are telling me I could die. And so start living your best life right now. Commit to it. Don't wait for January 1st of next year. Start right now. The fourth and final thing, the fourth and final lesson that really relates specifically to podcasters is record more content than you produce. Record more episodes for your podcast than will be going on the air. Okay. What this means is, I have taken the last three-ish weeks without recording a single episode, but my team's been able to produce four episodes a week for you. Four episodes a week. During those 3 weeks, we already had 10 months of content. If I didn't record this episode, we could still be pushing out really good content for you for the next 10 months without me sitting down and recording again. And I remember today, this morning, I remember thinking, how freaking grateful am I that I did that? Like, you were during the traveling season, I'm traveling a lot, I'm having surgeries. One of them is a scheduled surgery, and this other one, the appendectomy, was an emergency surgery. But I'm having surgeries, I'm traveling, I'm out of state, I'm healing from all of these surgeries. And like, I'm just so glad that I had confidence that the podcast would not let you down. So I want you to record more episodes than you produce. Huge shout out to all of those people that are around me that were calling me, Facebooking me, and drove me to the hospital, picked me up from the hospital, watched my kids while I was in the hospital. Huge shout out to those close friends and family that I try never to call upon you. I'm just super grateful that when I needed you, you were there. It means a lot to me. So huge shout out to you. If you're listening to this podcast, every other episode is a solo episode. Every other episode is an interview episode. At least that's what we're trying to do, until for some reason I can't do a solo episode. But the point is that you will hear, if you don't go anywhere, if you just listen to the very next episode, it's an interview with someone that's probably in like your position, that's probably at the same level as you, like less than 2 years in their podcast. And they're looking to grow. They've done a few good things. They've learned a few lessons. And that person and I are just going to be sitting down, chatting, talking, adding value to you. So that's the next episode. Don't go anywhere. I'll see you right there. Bye for now.
This episode is brought to you by growyourshow.com. Grow Your Show lets you be the star of your show while we handle all the hard stuff. We offer reliable and affordable post-production services that allow you to grow your show organically without all the work. So go ahead and check out the website right now and feel free to schedule a call with me, and let's take your show to the next level. Again, growyourshow.com. You just press record. We handle the rest.